Dictation for Craig, C-R-A-I-G, Dehan, D as in David, E-H-A-A-N, October 1961. Address as a letter to PACE, P-A-C-E, 953-5801. Dear sirs at PACE, follow up Mr. or Mrs., excuse me, Mr. Dehan, who has chronic kidney disease, neurogenic bladder, hypertension, last visit in February, fall, right-sided femur fracture, surgery done at Midland, morbid obesity, assisted living, denies vomiting, diarrhea, bleeding, recent admission to the hospital, pneumonia, UTI, was at West Branch, remains now on oxygen 3 liters at night, to have a sleep apnea test done soon, a stable edema. Other review system right now is negative. Medication list review. I'm going to highlight the Bumex, Hydralazine, Metolazone, Kerendia, K-E-R-E-N-D-I-A, Potassium Replacement. Next paragraph. £360, blood pressure by nurse 136/80, morbid obesity, very distant heart and lung sounds, no gross respiratory distress, no abdominal tenderness, 4+ edema. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries from August, normal hemoglobin, white blood cell platelets, creatinine between 1.27, 1.41, representing a GFR upper 50s, stage 3 or better, normal electrolytes elevated bicarbonate, normal albumin, calcium, pro-BNP in the low side 148. I review discharge summary from July. He did receive tobramycin. For 7 days. For multi-drug resistant E. coli, Enterococcus and Pseudomonas. Tobramycin was combined with ampicillin. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3 or better, underlying neurogenic bladder, indwelling folic catheter, UTI as indicated above, as well as pneumonia, morbid obesity, recent exposure to tobramycin, chronic elevation bicarbonate, likely representing diuretics and respiratory failure. No need for EPO treatment, other chemistries are stable, come back in 4 to 6 months.